on Locked On Rockies. CJ Krohn, was it a trick or was it a treat? We review the Slugger's season for the Colorado Rockies.
You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Locked On Rockies fans, welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 31st day of October in the year 2022. Happy Halloween and welcome into your daily Colorado Rockies podcast on your number one source for daily Colorado Rockies talk, which is us, the Locked On Rockies podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. If your team is the Colorado Rockies, well, guess what? You are in the right spot because that's what we do. We talk about the Rockies all the time over here on this lovely little podcast, and you can follow us and make sure that you're staying up to date with all things we're doing on Twitter at LO Rockies. You can follow me at PaulHolden33. And when you subscribe to Locked On Rockies on YouTube, you can know when the show goes live and you can be part of the live chat and ask your questions live. We're proud to be your first listen of the day. We thank you for making us your first listen of the day. Today on Locked On Rockies, was it a trick? Was it a treat? We are reviewing CJ Krohn's season for the Colorado Rockies. We're also going to take a look at what CJ Krohn, what the future holds for CJ Krohn. It's a very, very interesting position that CJ Krohn is in right now for the Rockies, as CJ Krohn was the team, one of the team's best hitters, if not the best hitter outside of arguably Brendan Rodgers, who maybe was more consistent. Note that Charlie Blackman was the one that gets the Silver Slugger. CJ Krohn not eligible for the Silver Slugger and not a finalist for the Silver Slugger this year. And one thing that we want to kind of look in mind, this was a successful season for CJ Krohn. While there he was an all-star, he got his for the first time in his career, he got his multi-year deal. This was exactly what you were looking for CJ Krohn, and the Rockies got some pretty good production from CJ Krohn. He played his role, albeit he could have done it maybe a little bit more, but he did what he was supposed to do. He was the Rocky slugger and filled his role. When it came to expectations for the Rockies, CJ Krohn kind of met, if not exceeded, my expectations, because the big question for Krohn going into this year was, can he repeat it? Can he do what he did last in 2021 for the Rockies again, where he had a pretty darn good season, arguably a better season for the Rockies with eight less games for the Rockies last year? 281 batting average, an OBP of 375, a slugging of 530, an OPS of 905. All of them are better than this year's numbers at 257 for the average, 315 for the OBP, slugging at 468 and an OPS at 783. So if anything, it was actually a year of regression for CJ Krohn in terms of what he did last year, but he was still he still played the role and did what he was supposed to do with as the Rockies turned him. He was the power. He hit for power. He drove in a lot of runs. One thing that he did more of this year than he did last season, and more so than he's done at any point in his career, he drove in more runs this year. He drove in 10 more runs, albeit, again, you look at the he had five more games and almost 100 more plate appearances for between 21 and 22. So you could easily argue if he got those appearances in 2021 that he'd be up there. But that's just what I'm saying. He still drove the runs in. He kind of the big thing we're going to talk about, the hesitancy and the issues that worry me about CJ Krohn and kind of make me think that the Rockies might be moving on from CJ Krohn, is the fact that his splits between the first half and the second half of the season were pretty eye-opening. And I think that happened with a lot of Rockies players, and I think it happened to a lot of I think CJ Krohn would have had a better season and maybe even been able to get closer, and if not mimic those, with Chris Bryant in the lineup. For a while, for a good chunk of the season, the only power coming from the Rockies lineup was CJ Krohn. And luckily, he was filling that role, and he was on a hot streak, especially going into the All-Star break and things of that nature. He was mashing baseballs and doing and being a very, very dangerous threat for the Rockies on offense. But in the second half of the season, it all cooled off. And when you look at his first half and second half splits, and thank you to FanGraphs. So we're getting our stats in that first one from Baseball Reference. But we're going to head over here to FanGraphs. The splits are pretty insane. Now, mind you, he played 30 less games. I always like to preference it with the sample sizes and the stats. He played 30 less games in the second half of the season this year. It's he played, according to Baseball Reference, or at least what they have here, Crone played 150 games for the Rockies this year. So 90 of them in the first half, 60 of them in the second half. So not only did he have less appearances, he had over 100 less appearances for the Rockies in the second half, 130 less plate appearances for the Rockies in that time. But the numbers really show something drastic. His batting average plummeted from 298 to 197. And that's exactly what we were worried about. How long is that consistency? How much could he really, really do? You know, how much can he kind of hold on to it? And I think there might have been just the wear and tear of the season, maybe just a little bit banged up from just playing a lot this year. Everything kind of dropped off. And again, we have that mindset of 30 less games. So I kind of factor these into my numbers, but 21 home runs in the first half to only 8 in the second half, a massive drop off from what he was doing. 21 doubles in the first half to only 7 doubles. The extra base hits really fell off for Crone, as well as the hits. He put up 103 hits in the first half of the season and only put up 45 in the second half. Obviously, we saw one thing where he was getting some of his playing time impacted with the call-ups the Rockies made, but CJ Crone is a good first baseman. CJ Crone is the Rockies' first baseman they needed in the playoff years, and if they got this type of production from the first baseman, things would have been a lot different. But that's not the case for the Rockies anymore. Does it make sense for the Colorado Rockies to stick with CJ Crone when they've seen what we know what CJ Crone's going to do? We've seen two seasons of it. We know what that's going to look like, and it's not a bad thing. CJ Crone helps your team. CJ Crone is an above WAR player. He finished the year, according to Baseball Reference, at a 2.1 WAR. He is a successful and good baseball player. But does it make sense for the Rockies to stick with him? Let's talk about that here next. But before we do that, got to tell you about our friends at Bet Online. World Series action underway tonight. World Series action underway. Of course, lots of sports action going on. And if you want to get in on some betting action, well, betonline.net is your number one source for betting on football and the start of the new basketball season, hockey, baseball playoffs, all your betting needs can be found at betonline.net. Find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth analysis on every single game. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sports wagering information. They got the live betting, up-to-the-minute scores, every sport out there, they got you covered at betonline.net. It's the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite games because they got that live betting and the up-to-minute scoring. Of course, it's going to be easy to check in on what's going on in the world of sports. That includes Major League Baseball. That includes MMA. That includes boxing. That includes golf. You can head to the website. That's betonline.net today, or use your mobile device to learn more. That's betonline.net. BetOnline, where the game starts. Jumping into the live chat here as we continue our conversation about CJ Crone. Nicholas Duvall says, Crone was great, but if he had more support and maybe had time to rest, maybe he could have kept up the power. And I think that's kind of where I got lost in my point there in that last segment and wanted to circle back to it. CJ Crone would have been better with Chris Bryant in the lineup. I think I got lost with the splits there, and I didn't necessarily flush out that point. If the Rockies had Chris Bryant playing a full season, those two would have been a really good offensive threat for the Rockies because both of them can feed off of each other. The idea with those players is one could pick up where the other one isn't. The expectation is Bryant is going to hit for some power, is going to leave the yard, and is going to be an offensive threat. Same with CJ Crone. If CJ Crone wasn't the only one the Rockies were hoping for and turning to and thinking that and really being the only source of consistent power for the Rockies this season, There's no doubt about it. With Bryant and Crone in the lineup together, they would have benefited from being in the lineup and around each other in the batting order, and it would have helped the Rockies drive in more runs. Chris Bryant was effective on offense in the limited amount of time that we saw him play for the Rockies this year. CJ Crone, we know, was effective on offense. One thing we haven't talked about that I think is going to be the big deciding factor on how on where and when the Rockies will make the flip is strikeouts. CJ Crone strikes out a lot. A ton. And I know strikeouts up everywhere, and I talk about the Rockies themselves striking out a good bit, but CJ Crone was a big time strikeout machine this year. CJ Crone in this year struck out 164 times. The highest in his career, the most since 2018 when he was batting with the Rays. That is way too many strikeouts. You have to cut that down. And it's simply a matter of, I know that that pitching is different, and the Rockies in general struggled with this. But one of the big glaring warning signs about CJ Crone is the strikeout and that second half split. That those two things are the things you really start to wonder the longevity of CJ Crone. The Rockies aren't committed to CJ Crone for a long, long time, but what does that mean when it comes to, are you giving Crone the playing time over Montero, over Tolia? What if Montero and Tolia are getting on base consistently and striking out less? What if they are providing power? What if they're leaving the yard and doing what CJ Crone does? Because CJ Crone's not necessarily, he's a fine defensive first baseman. It's first base. It's not like it's going to be, it's not like it's the most necessary place to have the elite level of defense. But with Tolia being trained up to try to be the next thing since Todd Helton, with Montero needing to find his place in the everyday lineup and on the field, and their potential of upside, striking out less potential, whatever, however their offense looks like, those are the things that are going to start playing a factor and playing and starting to play into the mix of what do the Rockies do with CJ Crone? Because as great as Crone is, as effective as Crone was, as important to the Rockies offense as CJ Crone was this year, he's going to get in the way of your top prospects getting playing time. Obviously, you can drop Crone into the DH, which would be fine. The CJ Crone being the consistent DH for the Rockies is fine. But what do you do with Charlie Blackmon, who's going to exercise his option? Are you going to lean more on Charlie to play right field, to play defense, and to be out there than DH, where he already played a good chunk of the year? I don't think so. So if every time CJ Crone is on the field, that is it's a game where Montero or Tolia isn't in the lineup, most likely. That, you know, they might fill in for other things. But that is a big question right now when you're talking about the Rockies and when you're looking at how CJ Crone factors into the future of this team. That's the question you have to ask yourself, because the Rockies can't rely on CJ Crone to do what he did this year and be striking out a ton of times if Montero and Tolia are going to be the better options and need the at-bats and need the consistency. So those are the things we need to look at, because again, massive, the big drop-offs for CJ Crone between the first half and the second half of this season are not the things we want to see. But as Rock's Hot Take says, there might be some interesting stuff to consider there. I think 2023 and a new hitting coach will show us what Crone has got. However, Tolia is in the horizon. Even if Crone has his best season in 2023, he probably won't be in purple pinstripes the following. CJ Crone is not going to go anywhere. Is not going to be a long-term big deal or anything like that. Absolutely. If the Rockies aren't competitive this season. Say the Rockies really skid out the gate and maybe they need to make the change. CJ Crone has to be a trade option. CJ Crone is the type of player you can trade to get relief pitching. He's one of the Rockies' better trade aspects. And as great as CJ Crone is, are you more confident in the Rockies going forward, knowing that CJ Crone is on the lineup with them figuring out other things, or Do you feel better about the Rockies moving Crone for double-A, triple-A caliber relief pitching or maybe starting pitching or something, maybe even someone that's right on the cusp of MLB ready and saying, Tolia or Montero, you two are rotating. You guys are the first baseman. McMahon over there at third. Tovar or whoever the Rockies go with to replace its shortstop. Could also be potentially Montero or McMahon sliding over there, Montero to third. That's just the big question, really, with Crone is him being here helps the Rockies for sure, but he doesn't fit into the future if you're committing to these prospects. Because that's the other thing. If you're not confident or if you want to move some of these position player prospects to help out, you got to make that decision too. Because you can't move on from some of your prospects and move on from Crone. Me, personally, I would be more willing to stick to the prospects, see what the Rockies can get for Crone in a deal. And I think that's what the Rockies are going to explore this year. But if not, if he's still there, if he's still playing for the Rockies, it's a good thing. But his presence and his role in the lineup is going to raise questions about how the Rockies are approaching and using their minor league guys. Because again, like we said, every game that Crone plays is a game that either Tolia or Montero is not. And how much does that, and what do you want for the Rockies next year? Quick question in the live chat here we'll get to, and kind of put a bow on the CJ Crone talk and see again, kind of gush a little bit one aspect of his game that we absolutely love. But first, check this out. Locked On Rockies, we're free and streaming on your favorite streaming service. You can find us on YouTube as well when you can catch the show live and you can ask questions or be part of the live chat like Nicholas and at Rocks Hot Takes. Nicholas asks, could they use Blackman at first and rotate between them? As Rocks Hot Takes also answers, Nicholas, Blackman has never played first and he's an old man. Dick Selling is more likely. Yeah, I mean, Blackman's never played first, and with him already not being that great as a defensive outfielder, I can't imagine the Rockies would want to shy away from putting Blackman at first. Charlie Blackman's role, and I think he knows this, and going into this season, which, I mean, I'm not going to get too far ahead of myself. I think, with the contract, with age, with the state of the team and things like that, could next season be Charlie Blackman's last, potentially? I mean, and in this case, Charlie Blackman, I think, understands his role and his future and his destiny for this team is the DH. He is going to DH for this team. The Rockies like DHing Charlie Blackman. He clearly changed. I mean, he at least changed his attitude in the public-facing sense about it. He embraced the role. He performed pretty good in the role, well enough to be a Silver Slugger finalist. So Charlie Blackman is destined for the DH and destined to be filling that role a lot. Will we see Charlie Blackman play some defense next year, play some right field? Yes, I'm sure it will happen. I'm absolutely sure. But him switching off at first base is probably not the case. But that factors in again. If Blackman's your DH, what does that leave for Crone's role on the team? Is his contributions enough to instill the confidence in what you're doing? And is that going to help your team be constructed in the right way to get to the next level? Could be, but the prospects, especially Montero and Tovar, and any prospect involved in the big trade has to get a legit chance and a legit amount of time to show off why they were included in that trade. And Crone's going to get in the way of that. One thing though, that was awesome that CJ Crone did too, in addition to being a good player for the Rockies this year. I want to emphasize, CJ Crone was one of the best Rockies this year. If you're in a top, CJ Crone doesn't fall outside the top three, maybe even the top two Rockies performers this year. I would say maybe it's Rogers, Bard, Crone, when you're looking at some of your top Rockies performers this year. CJ Krohn hits nukes. Oh my goodness. There, I mean, we talk about the importance of home runs, but I just want to talk about the sheer power. And that's what he hits the baseball kind of like when I felt like I did, where when I really connected something and you just know, and he just so much power in that swing. One thing too is he had he was really good at ripping the ball in line drives as well. And he had 61 hits by line drives there, and resulting in 27 RBIs. CJ Krohn could really put a charge into the baseball. He's someone that, man, it's just, I really appreciate power hitting. I just love when baseballs get crushed. I just think it's so impressive to me to hit. And I know it's just like math and physics and all this whatever and all that blah, blah, blah. But it's just so entertaining. And it's just one of the things I love when you just hear a ball that just is connected on and just nuked, launched out into the stratosphere. And man, oh man, can CJ Krohn do that? That is just one thing that he is not a flashy. He's flashy is not part of his game, but that is where the kind of, even if you're not a flashy player, there's part of your game that kind of is a little flashy just because of the way it is. And when CJ Krohn was hitting those home runs, man, oh man, he was just connecting, and he really was locked in with some awesome, with really good stretch this year. And again, finishes fine. All-star for the first time in his year, probably one of the best seasons in his career when you're looking at it. 2.1 on the baseball reference WAR there, 102 RBIs, gets over the 100 RBIs. The man was instrumental in the Rockies offense this year. The Rockies lack of offense would be even worse if it wasn't for the big bat of CJ Krohn. So a lot of questions, a lot of things that are interesting about Krohn, and let us know what you think about CJ Krohn in the comments of the video or on Twitter at LO Rockies is where you can follow us and stay up to date with the show. You can follow me at Paul Holden 33. I'll be still talking Rockies. We'll have it all fun all off season long. We'll be talking about the Rockies right here on your home for daily Colorado Rockies talk, the Locked On Rockies podcast. Folks, that is going to do it for us today. Subscribe to Locked On Rockies on YouTube. Know when we go live. And hey, go check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast for your second listen of the day, so you're up to date for all things sports, and you can stay up to date with all things in Colorado sports with the Locked On Broncos, Locked On Avalanche, and Locked On Nuggets podcast. And folks, until next time, I'm Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.